proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We continue with our examination of the life of Joseph, the son of Jacob, noting how he played the role of a faithful steward to Pharaoh. Not long before his death, Joseph informed his brothers how God had raised him up, quote, to save much people alive, unquote. Joseph did so by gathering and storing grain during the plenteous harvest in Egypt, and dispersing it during the years of famine. Joseph's foresight kept the Egyptians from starving. Moreover, quote, all countries came into Egypt to Joseph for to buy corn, because that the famine was so sore in all lands, unquote. A situation recorded in Genesis chapter 41. Joseph understood that the accumulated grain did not belong to him exclusively. His assigned duties involved administering the food supply of Egypt, so that the Egyptians did not starve during the years of dearth. In other words, Joseph functioned as a steward for Pharaoh. The Bible provided several examples relating to the nature of stewardship. Abraham's steward was a man named Eliezer of Damascus. He faithfully carried out that patriarch's commission to find a wife for Isaac, Abraham's son. The steward in Jesus Christ's parable of the vineyard, found in Matthew chapter 20, that individual dispensed wages to the laborers who worked for his supervisor. The Bible laid out principles underlying the nature of stewardship. In the 12th chapter of Luke's Gospel, Jesus Christ contrasted the performance of a faithful steward with that of an unfaithful steward. Quote, who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household to give them their portion of meat in due season? He continued by saying, quote, blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. A faithful steward will receive his master's praise for fidelity in service. On the other hand, the Savior continued, if that servant say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and maidens, and to eat and drink, and to be drunken, the Lord of that steward will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers, unquote. Paul wrote in the 4th chapter of 1 Corinthians that, quote, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful, unquote. Joseph had already manifested that attribute in Potiphar's house, and while in prison. He would do the same thing as Pharaoh's second-in-command over Egypt. Having gathered grain during the years of abundant harvest, Joseph sold it to the Egyptians during the years of famine. At first, he took money for the corn. Later, he accepted land as payment for the food. Ultimately, Joseph gave the Egyptians seed to sow crops, making them in effect Pharaoh's servants, requiring them to contribute 20% of their harvests to Pharaoh. Now, some commentators might complain that, in effect, Joseph transformed the Egyptians into Pharaoh's personal slaves. However, they forget that Joseph's responsibilities were to the Pharaoh of Egypt, not to the Pharaoh's subjects. By doing what he did, Joseph served the interests of his true master, the Pharaoh. He proved to be a wise and faithful steward over the responsibilities entrusted to him. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.